I know that that can seem a little, puzzling. Why would we talk about teen girls and their breasts? And again, I think you probably picked up on it pretty well there, at least towards the end, as we were discussing some of those issues that are definitely developmental in nature. It's good for the teens to know what's going on, but it's also good for mom and dad to know what's going on. We mentioned that it was good for mom and dad to know what's going on with regards to the puberty of the teen guys. Good for both parents to be aware of what's going on with regards to the girls. Check this out. If both parents are aware of the fact that there can be some discomfort going on during a girl's premenstrual cycle or during her menstrual cycle, they can be a little bit more understanding and maybe walk with her through some of what she's going through. But not only that, but remember what I've shared with you before. The value, the beauty, the significance of talking with each of your children, all of your children, about the developmental stages as they approach them, before they get there, so that they are well prepared for what's going to be coming up. Fewer surprises for them as well as for you that might help make for a better transition through, because at least the whole issue of having erased the question mark. Sometimes, you know what can be so frustrating is when we don't know what's going on. We don't understand why this is taking place, why that's taking place. We can help our children, our girls through this by talking with them in advance about these things and letting them know that if they have questions about what's going on later on, they can still come to us and ask, talk about it. Salvation, courage, all that's coming up on Sunday. Coming up next, though, let's take a look at something else that can impact our children. Stereotypes.